Bedford 901 in the morning. I'm Mike on the mic. I'm here, just me, myself, and I. In other words, me, for 2 hours till 11 a.m. today. Bunch of stuff going on. A very eventful week. I think I'll talk about that maybe after the first set. Today's show has an overabundance of new noise. A lot of new stuff from the likes of Holy Tunics, who's the guitarist's mom, my friend, called in last week, and we heard a couple of tracks, and it was great, so I want to play it again. The Yoppers, Guided by Voices, have new music out. Vintage Trouble, sounding nice and bluesy, like we love them. Willie Nelson, fantastic stuff to play. Santana, the Raconteurs, Black Keys, Chris Tone, Kingfish, Ingram, all kinds of good stuff. So let me start off with new noise from Bruce Springsteen. I'm sure you've heard it. I mean, I'm sure you've heard it. And I don't like to try and glom on when people are just playing all sorts of new things. I'm sure you heard it all the time. It's a new record that's coming out from him. And it's the first song is really quite impressive. And it's very different. It's called Hello Sunshine. And I heard it, and I said, geez, that doesn't really sound like all the kinds of music that Bruce has done. And I came up with an article in some research from Variety. I guess this album, these songs have been around for a while, and he's kept it under wraps. And he said that the album is influenced by Southern California pop music of the 70s, like Glen Campbell, the great, late, great Glen Campbell, Jimmy Webb, Burt Bacharach. And, you know, I even hear... things from his past, like Tunnel of Love, Devils and Dust. But it's like them, but it's not like them. You know, it's more like Harry Nilsson, like Everybody's Talking. Even the aforementioned Glen Campbell, like the great Wichita lineman. It's just great stuff. So if you haven't heard it before, prepare. This is really good. I'm not a huge Springsteen fan, but I appreciate and give him all the props in the world for doing what he's done over his career. But anyway, I'm going to stop yapping now. New Bruce Springsteen to start off this first set with new noise. This is Hello Sunshine at WMFO, Medford.
Had enough of heartbreaking pain. Had a little sweet spot for the rain. For the rain and skies of gray. Hello sunshine, won't you stay? You know I always liked my walking shoes. You can get a little too fond of the blues. You walk too far, you walk away. Hello sunshine, won't you stay?
if you're looking for something better. If you're done wasting time, you can call me anytime. If you aim to find another, I'd rather be lonely any day. I'd rather be alone. I can only count the hours. Don't you tell me something different?
Was black, and I was alone.
WMFO, Medford. Mike on the mic here, just about 9:20 in the morning. How you doing? Let me tell you what I just played, and then I have a real-life kind of a story of my life to tell you. Okay, so started off with New Springsteen from the forthcoming record, Western Stars, Hello Sunshine. You kind of can't help but like that, especially if you grew up in the 70s, like I said, and you recognize that style. Very un-Bruce-like, but very familiar and good for that reason to me. The Animals, I call them the Animals because I'm an idiot. That was from a remix in 2013, a remaster, reissue, whatever, called I'm in Love. And I was reminded of that great, great track from going to see our friends in Bird Mancini a couple weeks ago. And they did a great set of covers. And hopefully they're going to come here for the next live music day, which I'll tell you about, too, at some point. We're already planning it for the fall. They played that along with a lot of great stuff. They're so good. Before that, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit from 2017's The Nashville Sound. That was the Cumberland Gap. Leopold and His Fiction just before that, again, from 2017. Record was called Darling Destroyer, That's Better Off Alone. Killer tune, I think. And because there's so much new noise and overabundance, as I said, Guided by Voices has a new release. Finally, it's a massive release, all kinds of music on it, some of which have been released and sort of snuck out and I played beforehand. The record is called Warp and Woof. That was Blue Jay House. Just a wonderful band they are. All right, so at 9:21, I'm just going to talk about this a little bit because I'm in front of a microphone and because I haven't had a chance to talk to a lot of you. I know a lot of you that listen. And this past week, you may know I have a terrible commute from Framingham back to where I live on the North Shore. And it was hard to believe, I know, but it was pouring rain out. And I got rear-ended, hit and run, man. Twice, somebody smacked into me and then whoever was behind them smacked into them. And found out yesterday after I had done my insurance claim and got it to the body shop and everything and was expecting to have a rebuilt car. It's been totaled. So that's what happened this week. It's been a pretty interesting week. No damage to me. I mean, my mental capacity is unfortunately not improved, but everything's great except the car. The car is done, so I'm going to go off on that adventure. But anyway, that's what happened last week. So glad to be here in front of the mic and playing music because there's nothing like it. And all right, so as I said, there's so much new noise that I'm going to keep playing it. I think I'm going to play them first in five songs, as long as it takes. And this one is something I played, was it last week? I think it was, when my friend Teresa called up. Her son is in a band based in Queens, New York called Holy Tunics. So impressed. This is forthcoming from Holy Tunics. Brand new record coming out. This is Upside Down in Wonderland. Brand new noise here at WMFO, Medford.
Every night I just want to go out, get out of my head. Every day I don't want to get up, get out of my bed. Every night I want to play out, and every day I want to do. But tonight I just want to stay in and be with you, and be with you. Ooh.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Mefod.
WMFO Medford, 9:37 in the morning. Mike on the mic here till 11 a.m. Just finished up yet another five-song set in this adventure that I call WMFO, because that's what it is. I don't know where some of these things come from. Anyway, so I told you my story of, my little adventure from last week. That's just the deal. So happy to be here. Not that, you know, I was injured or anything, but it's just great to come back here and do this. So let me tell you what I played in that aforementioned five-song set, and then we'll move on. How's that sound? Holy Tunics. It's always right under your nose you discover this great music. And I've known Teresa for decades. And when they came to visit decades ago here, and her son was just a little kid, I mean, now he's playing guitar in this band, Holy Tunics. They've got a couple records. This is from the new one coming up called Upside Down in Wonderland. Wonderful power pop jangly guitar stuff. Just love it. And hopefully they're going to be here for the next live music day in the fall. More on that as it develops. Paul McCartney, of course, after that. I got it from a collection called the Paul McCartney Archive Collection every night. The Dukes of Stratosphere from a record called Sonic Sunspot, both spelled with P's, like P-S-O-N-I-C. That was Vanishing Girl. That's actually the members of XTC I guess got bored and at some point back in the late 80s decided to go off and do this little side project. If I'm wrong about it being a side project, let me know, but that's what I discovered. And Vanishing Girl, what a great track. I mean, just a great track. Fire King, speaking of great tracks, 2001, Anthony Kaczynski and his band Fire King put out Live a Little, Love a Little. That was Blue. Incredible. Such a talent. And he was with us a couple weeks ago for our first live music day. And New Noise, just because I have so much of it, a preponderance, if you will, a veritable cornucopia of it. That was new from the Black Keys. A lot of bands put out like singles these days. That single was called Go Eagle Birds Low High, and that was Go. Really nice stuff from the dynamic duo who are the Black Keys. All right, at 9:39 in the morning, I have more New Noise because there's just so much of it, as I just said. A band called The Yoppers. The Yoppers have a new record coming out called Human Question. I know. This one's called Child of Mercy. New Noise at WMFO Medford.
Soon, won't you? Me, love me at night. mercy on me, baby, for not knowing there was only enough. You see, I never had a thing to lose, and now I know I have all so very much. If I had one wish granted, I'd wish it all give up. That's why I'm saying I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Sorry, baby. It's just the way I am. But I'ma try to be a better man. You gotta believe.
So it's just before 10 a.m. here at WMFO Medford, so that means I need to tell you, oh, I just did, it's WMFO Medford. CFCC, I'm making you happy. All right, I'm Mike, I'm here for another hour, another 61 and a half minutes or so. Let me tell you what I played in that last set. Started off with a brand new noise from the band The Yoppers, new record, obviously. The record's called Human Question. That was Child of Mercy. That was kicking. That was great. That was just amazing. I love that. I think I broke the speakers. Did I just say that on the air? Yeah. They still work. They're just hanging. After that was a band called Man Trouble from 2017. Self-titled record called In a Bottle. The 4019s, great band from 2016's Rebooted. That was I'm Free. Then The Strange Ways from a record they put out called Race Car Courage. That was Gold Leaf. And just finished off, as I've been doing this whole day, first and fifth songs, New Noise. That was new from Vintage Trouble from their latest called Chapter 2 EP 2. That was So Sorry, sounding nice and bluesy, like we love them, like I said. All right, Mike here, just about 10 a.m., as I already said, and I'm repeating myself like crazy. I mentioned in the show write-up that we might be kicked off the air today, so I'm still waiting for that to happen. You see, sometimes, because this equipment is like 24/7, and this is college radio, and it's students that take care of it, and all that, and big props to everybody, because, you know, you can hear it. It sounds great. It's